you don't like to bring votes up, you're going to lose. So in that respect, you know, having a vote on this really doesn't make sense. You know, if you think that Schumer is terrified of a primary challenge from AOC, then it makes a little more sense. You know, maybe what he's doing is to try and, you know, prove his progressive bona fides to fight off a challenge from AOC. But tactically, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You don't bring up votes you're going to lose. You know, he's got 52 people are basically on record opposing this. And so it just seems like a really poor political play to try and override the filibuster at this point.
Is there an alternative for Chuck Schumer, though? I mean, I don't know that there's another way out other than having a vote, putting people on the record.
Yeah, I think his best vote, his best move is to just say, look, we've got to go elect more progressives, and we'll come back here when we have the majority in 2023 and overturn the filibuster. I just, you know, the media will move on. But I don't think he's going to do it. And it's like, you know, Cortez Masto is up for election here in Nevada. New Hampshire, they've got a vulnerable incumbent. And it's like, you're going to put these people on the record for something that's unpopular that you're going to lose. If I'm those senators, I would be furious. I would be telling them, there is no way you take this vote. There's no way you put us on the record for this. But, you know, maybe he feels like he just has to do it, or maybe he just feels like the base will be too depressed if they don't fight for it. I think the political calculation is wrong. I mean, obviously, I think the policy is wrong, but just politically, it just doesn't make sense.
What about Mitch McConnell's performance through all of this, and what should he do in the face of this bringing it to the floor tomorrow, voting on it later in the week, all of that? What should he do, or should he just do nothing?
Well, I mean, obviously the Republicans will oppose it. I mean, they've been some just hilarious speeches. You know, Senator Schumer talking, I think 15 years ago, basically said ending the filibuster was the end of democracy. You know, Biden has like these really strong statements about, you know, how it's just a partisan power grab to weaken the filibuster. You know, so the hypocrisy is just, I mean, it's incredible. It's even better because last week, Ted Cruz brought this bill to the floor to sanction people involved with the Russia gas pipeline into Germany. And Democrats filibustered it to stop it from going forward. So, you know, 24 hours ago, they're saying this is a Jim Crow relic, and then they're using it to protect the interests of Vladimir Putin. I mean, it's just, you got to have fun with it sometimes. Just point out that it's just rank hypocrisy. I think McConnell will do that. I think he's done a good job. I know it's popular to dislike McConnell, but he's been really impressive, and I think you got to give him credit. I'm sure he'll do a good job.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Huge matchup tonight. The Rams square off with the Cardinals in the NFL wild card. The winner moves on to face Tampa Bay next Sunday. Cards quarterback Kyler Murray.
I think this is, as a competitor, this is as big as it gets. I mean, it's the playoffs. This is what you dream of. This is what you live for. It's what you play for, the opportunity to go win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, there's no shying away from it.
Huge win for the Suns Sunday. They hammered Detroit 135-108. Devin Booker with 30 points. Cameron Payne and JaVale McGee with 20 apiece. The Suns improved to 33-9. They lead the Western Conference by 2.5 games over Golden State. They'll put a 3-game winning streak on the line tonight at San Antonio. NHL this afternoon, the Coyotes square off with the Canadiens. It'll be a 2 o'clock Mountain puck drop tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights host Pittsburgh. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jenks joining us. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Today, of course, Martin Luther King Day. A lot of folks are off. A lot more are working. Reflect back, if you will, over the last 50 years and how far we have come. And is it amazing to you that Dr. King's message is just as relevant today as it was some 50 years ago?
Well, I don't think it's amazing that his message is still relevant because it's a timeless principle. And this idea that we should judge people based on their character, not the color of their skin. I mean, that's something that I don't think will ever grow old. It certainly will never be outdated. And you know, what's interesting is if you go back and you look at his speech, obviously the dream portion of the speech is best remembered and for good reason. But you go back to the beginning of that speech and he's talking about basically the ideals in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are correct, but they weren't given to everyone. He talks about this basically this check that has been signed but hasn't been cashed yet. And that's really kind of the defining fight of today is the people who, like Dr. King, believe that the founding ideals of America are good. And the problem was not with the ideals themselves, but that they weren't given to everyone. And obviously he did a lot to help change that. And the other group, the CRT group, believes, no, the problem is the founding ideals of America, and we have to go back and we have to rewrite the founding principles of this country And that's certainly not something that, that Dr. King in that speech agreed with.
I'm just going to, because I was going to ask, CRT, critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, would he support both of those?
You know, it's a good question, and I think you could say that, you know, his views from 1963, when he gave this kind of speech that he's best remembered for, until he passed away, did change some. And so, you know, I think it's hard to go back and say, you know, what would he believe, what wouldn't he believe. But I think the thing that unified, that drew people to Dr. King, and that was expressed so beautifully in that speech, was these very unifying ideals. And those ideals are not compatible with critical race theory. They're not compatible with the idea that America is inherently a racist country. And if you look at the work of the civil rights movement, in fact, they reject that idea, because they're saying, look, you have the right ideals. Now that you need to apply them to everyone. And you know, what people don't understand is that CRT is saying is that the very institutions themselves are wrong. It's not that they had the right idea wrongly applied, it's that they had the wrong idea. And, you know, people like Abram X. Kendi are even more explicit, where they say, what we need is, we need equality of outcome. And so we need the government to actively discriminate, to actively judge people on their skin color instead of their character, so that we can achieve these artificial results where, you know, on the basis of skin color, everything is the same. And if you look at, you know, the work of someone like Thomas Sowell, he talks about how, you know, uniformity based on one variable never happens. It's just it's a statistical anomaly, not just in the U.S., but around the world, even within cultures. You know, to try and say, well, things aren't equal because this one variable is not the same for everyone, That just never happens. It's not the way the world works. And so, anyway, long way of answering your question is, you know, you can't take the principles from that I Have a Dream speech and square them with CRT.
And yet you look at the number of cities, for instance, that are governed by African-American mayors and county commissioners and all of that. Politically, is there still a long way to go for the African-American community to get full equality when it comes to governing?
Well, no, I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I think we've had an African-American president, so, you know, obviously... you know, we've got African American members in the Supreme Court throughout history. So, you know, I don't think you would say that, you know, just because someone is African American, they're prohibited or they're limited in their ability to advance politically. You know, one of the interesting things in Sowell's work is he talks about, you know, oftentimes there's this disconnect between political power and economic success, and he compares the plight of the Irish immigrant versus the Italian immigrant, where you had these Irish communities and they would, you know, they grasped political power, and they had these kind of machines that kept Irish politicians in place, but their community overall didn't do very well. And then you looked at the Italian immigrants, and they never had this kind of formal political power, but overall, you know, economically they did a lot better. And so I think it's a mistake to say, you know, to judge the economic success of a group by their political success. Oftentimes those two things aren't related or inversely related.
Victor, it's always good visiting with you, even on a holiday. Thank you for working. Thank you for contributing. And good luck on your test. You get the results tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. They said 3 to 5 days, so hopefully here before too long.
That's not exactly rapid response, if you don't if you don't mind my saying so. Well, hey, feel good, my friend, and we will keep in touch, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Victor Jakes joining us, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around, more to do as we continue. One of the races that a lot of folks here in Nevada are looking at is the Virginia gubernatorial race, Glenn Youngkin. He reflects back on what an amazing, amazing accomplishment he did. It's incredible. And other politicians had better be listening to his message, because it resonates, folks. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our studios are a gloat-free zone, but we'll make an exception for gentleman Jim Dallas because his Cincinnati Bengals won their first playoff game in, 31 years. Have you come down from cloud nine yet, sir?
I tell you what, I am so happy because the last time they won, I mean, I was a young man. And I mean, 31 years.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years to go without a playoff win. They looked good over the weekend. They were clearly the better team. The Raiders made a few mistakes. They could have played better, and they played well enough to win if they cut down on the mistakes, which they didn't do. So, yeah, very happy about that. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Bengals. They got to go into Tennessee. They were the number one seed in the AFC for a reason, Kevin, and it's because they have a stout defense and they can run the ball. And that's a formula for winning those real low-scoring power games. And that's the way the Titans have been this year. Their quarterback, Tannehill, is not exactly lighting it up, but he doesn't have to. And they do have one of the best running backs in the league who is coming back from the injured reserve in Derrick Henry. So they're going to have their hands full, that's for sure.
What'd you think of my Chiefs last night?
They looked good. I mean, they were the clear favorite there, too, and they proved it. So it's going to come down. I mean, that's a real tough matchup for them against the Buffalo Bills. And the good news for Kansas City is it's going to be at home. Because you don't want to go to Buffalo. And that's the thing. If the Bengals do beat Tennessee, they will play the winner of that game, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, and they'll have to go to either one of those places. Actually, I think I'd rather go to Kansas City than Buffalo right now, but yeah. Because of the weather.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Believe it or not, we got Monday Night Football.
Yes.
In the playoffs. I never thought we'd see that.
This is the first time they've ever done this. They're kind of toying around a little bit. Remember, it was just 2 years ago that they decided to expand the playoffs from six teams in each conference to seven teams in each conference. The big difference is instead of the top two seeds getting a bye week during wild card week this past weekend, there's only one team that gets that privilege. So, sure enough, we've got a matchup of number four and number five tonight in the NFC. And this is one of those toss-up games for me, Kevin. I don't know where to go with this one because Arizona, they started out hot. They looked like the best team in the league. Then they had a real rough patch where they lost three or four games. And they have picked up a win since that slide. But they're not dependable enough for me. And if you're going to look at the intangibles in this game, I would give the coaching, I would give that advantage to the Rams coach. I would also, you know, give the defense to the Rams. So if I were to even consider betting on that, I would probably lean towards the Rams, but I think I'm going to stay away from this one.
And you did okay over the weekend, right?
I did indeed. I won with the Bengals, and I won with the Bills.
There you go.
So I can't complain.
A guy that isn't complaining yet, but might be soon. This is cut four. This is James Clyburn. He is a South Carolina Democratic congressman. He was on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press, talking about what may be inevitable, but how to avoid a red wave in the midterms. This is James Clyburn yesterday on Meet the Press.
You are somebody who is a pragmatic when it comes to the political landscape. What's your advice to the president here? And what do you need from the president to improve Democrats' chances in 2022?
I think he's on message. Stay on message. Don't let people get him off message. You know, my father was a fundamentalist minister. He used to say to me all the time, son, the darkest hour of the night is that moment just before dawn. So, yes, things may look dark. Keep pressing. When we came out of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, people told us we couldn't get voting. And we got voting the following year in 65. It may look bleak now, but we are going to keep pressing. We're not going to give in on this because I'm convinced that the people of goodwill are going to step up and help us get this done.
Well, we'll find out. They're going to bring a bunch of this stuff to the floor of the Senate tomorrow. They don't have the votes. They know they don't have the votes. And Chuck Schumer is saying, we simply want to essentially put everybody on record, which like is intended to scare the living daylights out of politicians. You mean I'm going to have to take a vote? That's tough. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Monday holiday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Glenn Youngkin, who was on with John Roberts on Fox News Sunday, and his reaction to the hostage taking in Texas. This is cut number one. Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia.
One of the first things we did yesterday was sign an executive order to press forward with Virginia being a leader in combating combating with anti-Semitism commission and laws to make sure that Virginia is in fact the safest place for everyone to live and work and raise a family. We've seen animosity and hatred towards the Jewish community on the rise, and we're just not going to stand for it in Virginia or in this country. There is no place for it, and Virginia will be a leader when it comes to standing up for religious freedom and combating hatred.
In your first day on the job, Governor, you signed 11 executive actions. 9 of those were executive orders, 2 executive directives. You kicked off your inauguration at the reconciliation statue there in Richmond. Reconciliation also a theme of your inaugural address. We played a little bit of it earlier when you said, no matter who you voted for, I pledge to be your advocate, your voice, your governor. But there is a large slice of Virginia voters who back Terry McAuliffe, governor, who see you as an acolyte of President Trump, who they very strongly disagreed with. What will you do to ensure that those voters know that you will be an advocate for them?